The Alaska Center for Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration was formed with $5 million from the state legislature in 2012 to pursue the technology and FAA test center status. Test Center Director Ro Bailey says Alaska augmented its immense test ranges by teaming with Hawaii and Oregon to meet additional FAA requirements.
They also wanted the ability to do high-altitude, high-speed flying, but not over land. Well, having Hawaii in our partnership meant that we could offer that kind of capability very easily. In addition, of course, Hawaii gives us tropical, Oregon gives us high desert and even low desert, and so what we end up being able to do is satisfy more of the FAA requirements.
FAA test center status does not come with any direct federal money, but Bailey says there's major economic potential.
By virtue of the industry and users who want to come and test their systems and get them approved by the FAA.
A McDowell Group analysis estimates that the test center will result in over 1,400 new jobs and more than $330 million in economic output in the three states by 2017, when the center is scheduled to complete its mission. Bailey credits Alaska's success in securing a federal test center to the work of University of Alaska Fairbanks Poker Flat Rocket Range Manager Greg Walker, who shepherded UAV projects in and outside Alaska for more than a decade, work she attributes to building a strong reputation.
We've become known as someone who can integrate a variety of different sensors depending on our clients' needs. We've become known as someone who gets out and flies in support of science. We fly in support of civil issues.
The UA-led program will do more than provide testing of unmanned aerial vehicles. Bailey says it'll also play a role in crafting regulations.
Development and evaluation of processes and procedures that could ultimately become the permanent rule for anyone who wants to fly unmanned aircraft in the United States.
A lot of flying robots whizzing over Alaska will likely raise privacy concerns. Senator Mark Begich considers it another attribute to conducting UAV testing here.
I always tell these guys, if you want to test privacy issues, what's acceptable and what's not, there's no better place than Alaska.
The University of Alaska-led FAA Center will be joined by five other UAV testing programs in Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Texas, and Virginia. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.